This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time now for Chasing 895. Last night against the Flyers, Alex Ovechkin scored his 855th career goal, now 39 away from Wayne Gretzky. Ovi raced to the puck, thrust a nasty backhand snipe into the empty net, expanding the lead to 6-3 for the Capitals late in the third period.
Strome holding it along the far wing. Ovechkin's on the ice here, chasing after it. Will he get there for a chance? He might. A backhander. He scores! Alex Ovechkin into the empty net. And that will delight the masses here as the Capitals have a 6-3 lead. And Alex Ovechkin scoring his 50th career goal against the Philadelphia Flyers. And goal 855. Capitals going to take down Philadelphia.
Of course, that's John Walton with the call. Chasing 895 is presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. The Great 8 Chase updated 855 goals for one. Alex Ovechkin. Many more on the way as well. All right, we wanted to get into some audio that was burning up the interwebs yesterday. This is from the Chicago Bears podcast from ESPN Chicago. Let's hear what they had to say about Jaden Daniels in this upcoming game, Bears-Commanders this weekend.
Knock Jaden out of this game. I think that's your pathway to comfortably winning. Take him.
Well, listen, you take out the starting quarterback, yeah.
It's football, Pat, god damn it.
You're going a little Sean Payton on us, are you?
I'm not saying hit him in the head. I'm not saying hit him cheap. I'm just hit him hard in the ribs. You know he's hurt. This is the first time that you are getting a true dual threat who is also wildly accurate throwing the ball. This defense, as good as they've been, they haven't seen this. You're number one in the NFL in dropback EPA. You are number 19 in rush EPA. You know he's going to offer you the opportunities to knock him out. Take him. You know he's going to take hits. Hit him. He's asking you to do it. I'm so tired of everybody talking soft about this. You're saying knock him out of the game. I will not cry if Kyler Gordon knocks Jaden out of the game. That's football. Do not hit him dirty. Don't cheap shot him. Don't target him. Don't hit him in the head. Bears fans, you need this win.
I mean, it seems a little extreme that you're actively just rooting for knocking a quarterback out of the game.
Yeah, I mean, it's not politically correct, whatever. It's kind of reality, though.
Right.
And it kind of does give a little more credence why they might want to wait another week and let it heal as much as they can, even though some doctors have said that there's certain type of rib injuries you can have where even getting hit again is not going to exacerbate it.
It also reeks.
It's like a cartilage.
To me, it reeks a little bit of just desperation. Like these guys are thinking our only pathway to winning this game is knocking Jaden out of the game. Like, doesn't that seem a little desperate to you? Like,
no.
That's their only way to
win? I'll be honest with you. I cringe a little bit when I first heard it, but if I'm being objective, I think this is what teams will do. The coach is going to be up there in a meeting, and he's going to be like, look, their quarterback, he's a dynamite guy. He's a great player. You know, hit the hell out of him.
Get him out of there.
His ribs are banged up. Hit him hard.
I'm not saying the coaches aren't discussing it.
If you take a penalty, it's fine.
I'm sure the coaches are discussing it. Yeah. I'm sure behind closed doors, it's a topic.
Right.
But, like, for the podcasters to be like, this is our only way to win the game, is to knock Jaden out.
Was that what they said? It's our only way to win the game?
No, but it seems like their whole
But I think it's realistic.
We're going to win the game if we knock Jaden out. Like, that's how we win.
I think they probably will.
They have definitely a better chance.
Would the Commanders have a better chance if they knocked out Caleb Williams?
But I don't think we're going to go on the air and be like, hey, you know what?
Got the Bears this weekend.
The only way I can see us winning is if we knock Caleb Williams out of the game.
If you told me Caleb Williams had a rib injury, I would say if he plays, hit him as hard as you can.
Get physical.
Hit him as hard as you can. Yeah. You know, I mean, you don't want to hurt the guy.
I thought it was in poor taste.
It is, but football's in poor taste.
But that's what they do.
They kill each other.
Yeah. I mean, aren't they pretty much trying to pummel the quarterback every time they play him?
Every single team is like that.
Hasn't the Patriots coach...
Cakes is too genteel.
Hasn't the Patriots coach, Gerard Mayo, called his team soft?
Yes.
He did, yeah.
The implication meaning we need to get more physical.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
I don't think it's that outside the norm. Maybe you don't specifically say take out a quarterback.
No, I don't think it's outside the norm at all. I think it's outside the norm maybe... what we think about it, like the public, but I think in those buildings, hell yeah. They go, that guy's got a knee, I think he's okay, or he's got a shoulder. You know, just, you know, when you hit him, maybe a little extra, you know, just hit him hard. See if he can play through it. Hope he can. You know, I don't think it's necessarily bounty gate where you're offering money to knock guys out.
It's just very old school. Like Al Davis was infamous for saying the quarterback must go down, like back in the day. Like, that's a 70.
You think they try to do it almost every week, though? Take out the quarterback? That's why they're trying to protect him.
Pressure on the quarterback.
Or they're trying to hit him hard enough where he fumbles the ball. Create a turnover.
They keep the set. QB hits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, you certainly want to do that.
And also, I have to say, this is a total side note. These guys have gotten so good at punching a football out. I mean, they're so good.
These guys are running at full speed. I don't know how the hell they do it.
I know the DBs are really good. Again, like our buddy Dylan Lauby, you know, Long Island kid that I know through Joe.
He's our buddy now.
I'm being generous. Joe P and those guys know him. Coached him for years, and I had him on the podcast. He's a great kid. He got one carry, and TJ Watt, he went right there, punched it right out.
Oh man,
inactive the next week.
No.
You know,
yeah, Antonio Pierce doesn't mess around. Like if
one carry,
yeah,
and TJ Watt, bam, knocked it right. I don't even know how these guys do it.
If you have one opportunity, you better not fumble on that one opportunity.
Well, of course, he didn't want to.
he didn't want to.
It's just that these guys are so, like, it's not even like they like ripped it out or like he literally did this bit.
Yeah,
we see these guys do now. Yeah, They didn't even try to tackle him.
These guys are coached to do that. Yeah. Their coaches are telling them.
But I mean, some guys are better than others.
Some guys are better than others also at protecting it.
Yes.
He's probably not used to that at New Hampshire. You know what I'm saying?
He wasn't encountering any TJ Watts when he's facing whoever New Hampshire was facing.
Yeah, I don't think his career's over anything, but you got to get used to it. And, you know,
I hate to throw him under the bus again. He's facing more guys who look like Mike Marr than look like TJ Watt.
I mean, Marr's taking so many bullets today.
You know. I feel bad for the kid.
Well, somebody's got to take it.
Yeah. Low man of the totem pole. Gotta take it.
I told him during break, I didn't think the haircut was that bad.
Oh, no, I think the barber fumbled.
The barber definitely fumbled.
It was punched out.
He wished somebody came and tackled the barber before he put the clippers to his head.
Drab, where do you stand on, like, sort of the whole the idea that, hey, if Jaden's out there, hit him hard? I actually think it's probably pretty standard coach speak.
It's standard coach speak, but it's goofball podcaster talk. Like, you just don't say those things, really. I mean, it's not, let the guys handle their business. You shouldn't be out there rooting for guys to get hurt or to get knocked out of games. Just play the game and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this isn't 1987. We don't do that anymore. We care about player safety.
Yeah, but you know those coaches are saying.
They're not
saying.
Hey,
man, he's got some ribs. Hit him.
I don't know if they're saying that. I mean, Sean Payton's had to sit down on the bench and coach a high school team for a while.
Look, if you think your team's good,
it's not for that. It's for giving them financial rewards. It was rewarding them and giving them money. for not
incentivizing.
That was
what it was.
I think I think
they
the players
suspend the whole league then if they went and said, because I believe coaches say it all the time. Hey, he's a little banged up. You know, if we really get to him, if we get a bunch of hits on him, he may not get up one of these times.
All right, but I don't think Eberflus is saying, I want you to knock him out of the game. He's got sore ribs.
I don't think he's saying that. I think he's saying, hey, he's got some ribs. He's a little banged up. You know, hey, let's see if he can finish the game.
Hit him hard.
Let's see if we can finish the game.
I bet your coaches are saying that all the time.
Be physical
all the time. Hit him hard.
Yeah.
Hit him hard. Let's see if he gets up. Why wouldn't they say that? I would say that. You would say that.
You guys have been doing this show a long time. I've never heard you once say, knock that QB out of the game.
No.
For coaches. Yeah. I just don't think it's...
I know. I'm talking about as a coach.
Yeah, it's different in the locker room.
Yeah, yeah, right.
That's they got objectives, and there's also things that come along with hitting guys hard, like fumbles and all kinds of other stuff.
Forced turnovers, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it
tells me they're scared of Jaden. Those little Bears fans.
Definitely.
That's what I was going to say. Jaden. If you're thinking team's good...
They have no confidence that they got the better QB.
Go out and beat them.
Well, they probably also know they've faced a bunch of fraudulent offenses so far. Which they have. Hmm. Look at the Bears' schedule.
It's true.
The Panthers, the Rams, the Texans. Now, they're not as good as they were last year. They're decent. They've faced subpar offenses. They're scared of the Commanders' offense.
All right, well, the Commanders played the Giants, the Browns, the Panthers. They got their share, too.
Yeah.
Now, they played the Bengals.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But the Bengals scored on them.
But don't you? I mean, I think other teams should be. They should respect our offense.
Yeah,
Why the hell wouldn't they?
They're tied for the top scoring offense in the league with Valdez's Ravens. Right. 31.1 points per game.
The Ravens, like if I heard that Derrick Henry was hurt, like he had a rib or something, I mean.
You wished he was hurt when the Commanders faced the Ravens a couple
maybe
weeks
ago.
Maybe
we can gang tackle this kid. Maybe he won't get up next time.
What's wrong for being known as a physical team, right? Don't you want the opponent to feel like they just went 12 rounds with Tyson
afterwards? Guarantee you Joe Witt's not saying, hey, man, be a little careful with him. He's got a little rib. We don't want to hurt him.
Said
no defensive coordinator ever.
The guys for the Commanders have been quoted saying we want to play violently.
Yeah,
we've heard that a million times.
But
from Joe Witt.
And other teams, too.
Right.
So maybe they should hold Jaden out. Maybe they should.
I don't think he's playing.
If he's not feeling 100%, he's not going to play.
The fact that he didn't practice yesterday, Dave Richard was on earlier and said he's hearing people say
that's never the threshold, though.
Practice is at 1 o'clock. You'll know by...
No, he said he's not going to... Well, I guess somebody will leak it, but he said he's not going to update till Friday.
Oh, we'll know way before Friday.
Well, not if it's a closed practice.
This guy will know before Friday.
Yes, you will.
I'm not saying all the donks driving on the Beltway are going to know. Mm-hmm. This guy's going to know.
All right,
I'll know it at 2:30.
Which means I'm going to know because you're going to text me as soon as you know.
I don't know. I might keep you in the dark.
Let's go to Joe.
But you have a new number. I text your old number all the time. It's very confusing.
It's not that confusing.
Can you delete the old number out of your phone?
He finally did.
If I took a minute out of my day, yes, I could do that.
He finally did.
Joe, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's up?
Hey.
What's up, Joe?
Hey, man. So I had the pleasure of seeing Valdez on the deck at Hidden Creek yesterday.
Oh yeah. Oh, look at this.
Is this
a plant, Valdez? Is this a plant? Go ahead.
So I didn't walk up to him and say hi to him because he was hanging out with the 8 guys that he was playing golf with. I believe he's probably about 20 years younger than the 7 other guys that he was playing with.
I was playing with the old man crew.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I mean, you had your Miller Lite, and then Raina came out with 7 Harvey Wallbangers for the rest of the group.
You know what? I've heard of that. I don't know what that is.
I don't know, but it sounds like an old man drink.
It's an old man drink. I don't know what's in it. I'll tell you though.
It's a butt hair away from a Tom Collins. You know what I mean?
I used to like Tom Collins back in the day.
I don't think I know what's in a Tom Collins.
Like gin and tonic?
And like lemon? I don't know.
Yeah, it's kind of like a grasshopper, I guess.
You're naming all the drinks from the Great Depression.
Matt, I overheard you saying just take my $20.
Yeah.
Was that accurate?
We lost 15.
So this guy was just all take, up in your business.
So I just take my 20. I know
well,
we lost.
I saw the old man stick one real close on 15 when I was up there having my brewski.
This guy's
so I was like,
you.
Oh,
he's all yeah. brewski.
I know he missed
like Matt Valdez.
Yeah, Walsh missed the birdie putt too. We could have used that.
Oh, he did. Oh, I watched it. That was awfully close.
Now we're getting a breakdown of his round.
I know.
As if we don't get enough about EB's rounds.
I know.
You know what somebody did?
That's what I was going to say. We got to call the resting cops on the bikes if EB comes out there.
All right, here's your Harvey.
I don't think he's EB's coming out there.
It actually sounds pretty good.
Thank
Joe,
you, buddy.
Joe, hey, Joe, next time you see me, come up and say hi.
I will. I'm not the big starstruck guy, you know, but I just, it's pretty cool to see you there, brother.
Oh, I appreciate it, Joe.
Maybe we'll get you out with the low 50s, high 40-year-old guys.
All right.
I have to say, I am playing with a crew that sometimes is up there.
Well, it's just, it's country about the, I mean, it's about the schedule.
The average age of country clubbers is probably 60.
Maybe, but I mean, they are all ages, but, you know, kids go to school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. College kids are in school. You know what I mean? And then.
We're 54.
No, I know. But I'm playing with guys that are 74.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, I'll do that, but. Our friends are in their mid 50s to high 50s.
Yeah, one of my closest friends on earth,
early 60s,
is a hair away from the big one, 60.
It's close.
That's the big one.
I talked to him last night.
You don't think that's a big one?
It is a big one. I didn't.
For us, when we hit 60, it's officially over.
Yeah,
I think 50 is the bigger one.
I don't want to think about that.
Nothing else matters.
50 is a big
one.
It's over.
Got 5.5 good years.
No. 60 is over.
Hello, retired people play at 12 o'clock all the time.
Yeah.
All right, what were you going to say? What's in the wall banger? Is that a vodka tonic?
1.25 ounces vodka, a 1/2 ounce of Galliano Autentico liqueur. I don't know what that is.
Something sweet.
3 ounces of orange juice.
All right.
Garnished with an orange slice. And here you go, a maraschino cherry, EB.
Okay.
Well, I'm a Luxardo cherry guy, but
they don't have that listed here.
I will say this. I tweeted this yesterday. It was actually the first time I had the strawberry vodka Surfside.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my!
It's great.
God. So good.
It's good.
Oh my!
So smooth.
I've only had the iced tea and the lemonade. That one was nutty.
It's good.
Their fruity ones are awesome.
When we come back, Nick Dowd from the Washington Capitals,
the Dowder,
is going to join us.
All right. We all know plumbing problems always seem to strike at the worst possible time. It's inevitable. Well, you should also know that no matter your plumbing predicament, nor when it occurs, you can schedule an appointment with the Crop Metcalf 5-star plumbing experts at CropMetcalf.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Save time and schedule now to have a Crop Metcalf 5-star plumbing technician at the ready to expertly handle any plumbing pickle you may find yourself in. You don't even have to call. Just visit CropMetcalf.com to schedule Crop Metcalf, home of the 5-star technician.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.